USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will address a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, where he's expected to unveil details of his American Families Plan. Biden will reportedly call for free preschool for 3- and 4-year-olds, with federal funds assisting states in offering the pre-K. The proposal is one piece of his more than $1 trillion plan that is focused on education, child care, and health care. The president is also expected to propose a hike in the capital gains tax rate to pay for his plan. And the president has tapped Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to head U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Gonzalez is the current sheriff of Harris County, the most populous county in the state of Texas and the third largest sheriff department in the country. Gonzalez has been a vocal critic of the previous administration's immigration policies, pulling his department from a federal program to offer assistance to ICE in apprehending and deporting illegal immigrants. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The CDC says fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks outdoors. The agency announced Tuesday that those who have received both Pfizer or Moderna shots or the Johnson & Johnson one-dose vaccine can ditch the mask if they're attending a small outdoor gathering or dining at an outdoor restaurant. The CDC still recommends mask wearing at crowded outdoor events or indoor gatherings with unvaccinated people. Dr. Vivek Murthy says this is one step towards getting back to normal. The U.S. Surgeon General tells CNN that once vaccinated, people can begin to do the things they've missed for months due to the pandemic.
Now, under the new guidance, if you are vaccinated, you do not need a mask to get together with other friends in small groups, even if whether they're vaccinated or not. So you can imagine picnics. You can imagine getting together just to catch up with old friends and take a walk together. You can also get together and dine outdoors at outdoor restaurants and other such locations. These are the kind of things people have missed for so many months now. And now, with the vaccines, being able to engage in those activities is within reach.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden is expected to introduce a proposed increase in the capital gains tax Wednesday night during his address to a joint session of Congress as part of a $1.5 trillion spending package for his American Families Plan. The White House says the increase in tax will affect less than 0.5% of Americans, but critics say that it will still have a negative effect on the economy. Senator Steve Daines says that it's the people that will be affected most that help drive innovations with their investments. The Montana Republican tells Newsmax TV that jobs will be at risk because of the tax hike.
That would be a direct hit to this economy. And I heard the Biden spokesperson say it's just 0.3%. Do you realize that 0.3% pays 64% of the capital gains taxes today? And so what this will do is, I think it will actually reduce the amount of revenue coming in because you raise the rates so high, it locks investors in. They don't want to sell an asset and invest in the next new thing, increase innovation, and spur the economy. They'll hold it. That is a mistake. It's a giant step backwards. And again, it's another example of President Biden and these far-left progressives who are seeking to slow this economy down and kill job growth, kill investment, kill innovation.
And NASA says the astronauts of SpaceX's Crew 1 will be staying in space a few more days. After looking at weather forecasts, the agency has pushed back the return of the 4-person crew from Wednesday to Saturday morning. The crew will leave the International Space Station Friday afternoon with a targeted splashdown around 11 a.m. Saturday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.